Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, in addition to the mild temperatures around the region today, it's been heating up in Albany and the state of the state speeches around the state, as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has renewed his call for Uber and Lyft to be brought upstate. There's some problems with the taxi lobby and wanting to make sure that the background checks and other things are done on Uber drivers upstate, but it is in New York City, and you have a story today about an alternative in your region.
Well, yes, sir. The first week of every year, our local Otsego Chamber of Commerce has what they call a State of the State breakfast, and Senator Jim Seward and the assemblyman from the county meet and brief the business community on innovations and what's coming up in the sessions this year. And, of course, Uber was discussed to some extensive degree. Well, a story came out in last week's paper. My phone rang, and it was Al Rubin, who runs A&D Taxi down in Oneonta. And he said, well, you know, I'm getting ahead of the game. I've contracted with three students at Cornell, and they've devised an Uber-like app that I can apply in my local taxi cab company. And in fact, I just started doing it the day before yesterday. So the next day I went down to see Al. It's kind of an interesting story. He and a pal were going to SUNY Oneonta in the 1990s. They saw a need for taxis. They started a taxi cab service, and in 2.5 years went from one taxi to 27 taxis, and they've been operating successfully ever since. All business people are concerned about possible disruptions coming from technology, and Al was concerned about Uber coming down the pike and saw this as an optimum way to get ahead of the challenge. So in any event, his service is called Red Route. It works just like Uber. Customers can get an app. They can call a cab or a driver on their iPhones. They can get billed, you know, monthly instead of having to worry about cash. And it has some additional advantages in that he still has his certified dispatchers, and he still has drivers who have been vetted, thereby avoiding the concerns about safety that have arisen with Uber. And additionally, as he pointed out, he will still continue to function as a business, hiring local people with benefits, paying, I guess, thousands of dollars in fees every year, fees and licenses to Oneonta City Hall. And as a local businessman, he supports local sports teams. He contributes to local charities. He pays local taxes. And so, in effect, if this works for him, and I don't see why it shouldn't, there are going to be, you know, many benefits that accrue to the community that would not with Uber. I think that, you know, one of the issues about the new technologies is that they are damaging. I won't say hollowing out. I think that's too dramatic. But they are damaging the local economy and taking money that normally would be spent here and moved through the local economy to Palo Alto and San Francisco and other distant spots. And so, you know, Al's pretty enthusiastic about this. I called one of the fellows at Cornell who devised this system, and he and his two classmates are part of a Cornell incubator system. David Schiff is his name, business incubator system designed to help students get their ideas to market. And this is already functioning in Ithaca and Syracuse and Binghamton, but Al Rubin is certainly an early adopter, and we're kind of interested to see how this whole thing works out.
You've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find the news. Jim, as always, we appreciate you joining us.
Well, super. Thank you, David.